nice enough to join us now on the phone from Southern California is John Sadler, trainer of Accelerate. John, it's Anthony and Jude here on Express Bet Radio. Thanks for some time today. I know it's a busy afternoon. Big Horse just schooled in the paddock at the Great Race Place.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks for having me, guys. We're getting ready to open our fall meet here, so it's a good day in Southern California.
How did he, I saw a couple of videos on Twitter. Man, he looks the picture. If it's possible, he looks better than he did at the start of the year when he was still seeking his first grade one.
Yeah, he really has. He's improved all year long. You know, he's just been a strong horse that's taking his races very well and moving ahead. It seems like he's on a march to me.
Yeah, definitely on a march. If you look at the Brisnet speed figures, I mean, it's a tribute to your training program. He ran an 88 in the Breeders' Cup race at Del Mar, and then 94, 99, 106, 108, 111, 114. I mean, where he stops, nobody knows. It's a fantastic set of form. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, really, he's just, I mean, you know, I was considering maybe a little more spacing or one less race somewhere else, you know, this year, but he's done so well. You know, I'm not going to stand in front of him, you know. He looks a picture, and you know, we're excited about tomorrow.
John, we spoke to you before the Pacific Classic, and you were confident, as you very well should have been. He was coming in off, you know, a big effort in that Gold Cup at Santa Anita, a place that he loves. He's run there 11 times, off the board just once. In that time, got the two grade ones now under his belt there this season. Were you able to comprehend, I guess is the best way to put it, or expect that effort last time in the Pacific Classic?
Well, I mean, I thought he would win. You know, if you looked at all the different metrics, he kind of laid over the top of the field. But I didn't expect in the Pacific Classic. So, you know, we were just thrilled and you know, we were so happy that everything went well. We brought in a new rider, and he's had one rider a long time. And we brought in my stable rider when he was in California, Joel Rosario. And he looked great. You know, Rosario jumped out and won the first race on the card that day. And boy, he looked good and looked like he was happy to come see us at Del Mar. And it was just a fun day.
Yeah, that had to be a pleasant call to jockey agent Ron Anderson, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I bet you Ronnie was happy to hear from you.
Yeah, he was happy to hear from you. So he's, you know, he's had some health issues this fall, so he got a hip replacement. So he's been kind of on the mend, but he sounds good now on the phone, and we're happy Rosario's coming out to ride Accelerate again tomorrow.
Last year, Accelerate was a bit of the conqueror, right? I think, you know, before he went on his tear this year, if he hadn't, he probably would have been forever known as the horse that won the San Diego and the start of the demise of Arrogate. Now he's, you know, obviously out of that shadow. You've handled Mubtahij. You've handled Dr. Door from the Bob Baffert barn. Of course, Bob trained at Arrogate as well. Now West Coast comes at you, and you know, maybe the roles are reversed a little bit now. Maybe West Coast looks to spoil Accelerate's party. Do you look at it that way? Do you look at any contenders?
I mean, I think
you just feel
probably,
that good?
This is probably the, you know, the best Baffert horse that we've gone up against, because Accelerate's run against, I mean, if we went back to his form, I mean, he's had two Baffert horses in against him his whole career, including his, you know, his maiden win and just a ton of them. So the West Coast, a very accomplished horse. Nobody has to explain his record to anybody. So, you know, he's looking good and training good. I've seen him out here at Santa Anita. So it's going to be a good test for us tomorrow and a good test for West Coast, too. It could be a really good race.
Yeah, it's almost like a match race, huh? I mean, the rest of the field doesn't really compare to the top two.
No, they kind of stand out on class and their form and everything like that. The other horses are nice horses and have run big races on any given day, but you know, the two favorites are going to be, you know, the two favorites, and this is why you're finding a lot of stakes, you know, everywhere, not just California. You know, the one or two, the horses are so good, it's hard to find other horses in there to get there to challenge them. So you say, well, why is there more in the field? Well, the first two look like they're going to be pretty tough.
Yeah, absolutely. And you drew the outside post too, which is so advantageous.
Yeah, we think it's a good post. You know, we were prepared for anything. At a mile and an eighth in a small field, you have time to make a trip, you know, and he's got a good style. He doesn't have to be in front. He doesn't have to be way back. He can kind of place them wherever. He's actually one on the lead if the pace is not blistering. So I imagine it doesn't look like there's a ton of speed in there tomorrow. He'll be forwardly placed.
Talking with trainer John Sadler, he has arguably the best handicap horse in the country right now, Accelerate, the heavy, heavy favorite in tomorrow's $300,000 Grade 1. Awesome. Again, a winning you're in for the Breeders' Cup Classic on November 3rd at Churchill Downs. You'll hear it right here tomorrow afternoon on the Horse Racing Radio Network. John, I know you don't take anything for granted, but, you know, with the Breeders' Cup 5 weeks from now, do you start to look ahead with Accelerate and start to plan out the rest of the season, provided all goes well tomorrow?
Well, I've got it in the back of my mind. I really won't talk about it. You know, we want to just focus on tomorrow, you know, having a good day tomorrow, and then we'll figure out, you know, what we're going to do for the Breeders' Cup. We're excited, but we know these horses are day-to-day, and looks like we might have more than one for the Breeders' Cup. So, we're definitely going to be there, I would think, you know, with barring some horrible luck. We're going to be there with two or three of them, I hope.
Well, since you mentioned a couple others for there, we got to talk about Catalina Cruiser, obviously. How's he doing, and is the plan of attack still to go to the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile?
Yeah, he's doing fantastic. I mean, this horse is training at such a high level, it's scary. You know, we're just every day we just enjoy training him, and we're all kind of amazed by him because he's so good. He runs very fast numbers, so we decided to space him, you know, for the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, and we weren't going to run in the Classic because we have the Accelerate. So Catalina Cruz is doing beautiful. He's right on schedule. He hasn't missed a day or a work or an oat since his Del Mar race, so we're excited about it. And, you know, he's a big horse, so it runs very fast. So I think the best way to have him a good year this year and next year is to space his races a little bit, take on those big distance races next year.
All right, well, John, thanks for some time this afternoon. I know you're probably busy. Lots to prepare for tomorrow. The big favorite in the Awesome Again, Accelerate. Thanks, as always, for your time, John, and we'll talk to you on the road to the Breeders' Cup.
Okay, guys, I'm headed back to Santa Anita. Take care.